Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So today I thought we should hear a little bit about Vishakha Devi. On many of the altars you find Radha and Krishna flanked by the two main gopis, that is Lalita and Vishakha. Lalita is a little sharp in her temperament, but Vishakha is very mild. And she always jokes with the young youthful pair Radha and Krishna and sings so beautifully that even the singing of the cuckoos is nothing in comparison. Nowadays we are talking a lot about Sankirtan and singing the Lord's holy name, so it is very interesting to hear how Vishakha Devi, who is the Kirtaniya of the spiritual world, if you so want, conducts herself in her singing. She is so well versed in the art of singing that constantly the new sadhakas who arrive in their spiritual bodies, in the spiritual world, want to take singing lessons from Vishakha. Her voice is very good, but that is not so much the the reason why Vishakha is why sadhakas or devotees want to learn singing from Vishakha. It's not even her musical skill, the way she picks melodies and so on. Mostly Vishakha is looked for as a singing instructor because of the amazing close love in her heart. There was once a discussion with the best musician in this world. It's a lady who is called Sangeeta Vidya. She is, as far as the devatas concerned, the best. Sangeeta Vidya is just a name for her. It means she who knows everything about song. Her name is actually Kinari Matangi. Please repeat, Kinari Matangi. She's the Acharya of the science of of songs. So once Vrinda Devi explained what's the difference between the singing of the gopis and the singing of Matangi. She said, the science of song that Matangi Devi is knowing emanates from Brahma's mounds, which clearly means that the song of this great singer is part of the material creation. And the singing of the Vraja Devis, the gopis, is not part of the creation of Brahma. what's the difference? It's the amount of love. The very special form of love which the Braja Gopis have, that is distinguishing them from any singer or any music that goes on in this material world. And Vishakha is the most expert of the singing instructors. When you hear in our Shastras the preferred activities of the devotees in the spiritual world, it's usually to sing for Radha and Krishna. The art of singing is very, very personal, and it conveys a lot of devotional feelings. So no wonder then that in Braj or in Vrindavan, singing is one of the three arts in which Radha and Krishna are worshipped. The second is cooking for them. And the third is, let me remember, singing and dancing, that goes together, cooking, and yes, right, and decorating Radha and Krishna. This is what you do in the spiritual world, sing and dance, decorate the divine couple, and cook. It's a world of divine pleasures, no? So, so this extraordinary transcendental art of singing, as well as the voices of the gopis, are beyond the material world. They are not part of Brahma's creation. And this brings us to a very important point. When we sing for Krishna here in this world, Krishna is not so much interested in the science of music, nor is Krishna so much attracted to good voices as he is to a loving heart. Those who sing for Krishna, and I think every one of us, needs to see how they can develop this loving heart. And the most simple form is to develop a loving heart. It is to to be aware that when you sing, it is Krishna personally who's listening. That you should always keep with you when you do kirtan. It's almost like in India you have the women who carry the pots of water on their head, and they always throughout the 24 hours, no, they don't carry 24 hours a day water, but throughout the time when they carry it, they always are aware, there is water on my head, I have to walk carefully. So when you do kirtan or sing kirtan, it's good if you are always aware that you are now addressing Krishna. It's like deity worship. Whenever you do nice deity worship, all throughout the time when you worship the Lord, you should understand he's not different from Krishna. That's how the bhava comes, the transcendental mood. So a kirtan devotee always, under all circumstances, knows it's Krishna who I'm now worshipping. He's there as the deity of sound, Mantramurti. So this is Vishakas, who of you would like to sit in the singing class of Vishaka? I think every one of us. I will end with telling you a little pastime about Vishaka. Once Radha called Vishaka and said, "Vishaka, please speak in such a way to Krishna that he becomes favorably inclined towards me." And she gave Vishaka distinct instructions. So when Vishaka met Krishna, Krishna asked her about Radha. Vishaka, remembering the instructions of Radharani, said to Krishna, "You can never meet Radha. I mean, Radha is very pure and you are very impure. You have so many relationships. This is an unlikely match. It will never come about." And also, see, you're never steady, you're so fickle-minded. There is no benefit for you. It's not possible that you meet Radha, who is so steady. So as Krishna heard all these arguments why he's unqualified, he had his explanation and defeated every one of the arguments, but he understood that Vishaka was not willing to so easily bring him to Radharani. And then Krishna begged her very much, "Please, I must meet Radha." And Vishaka had an idea that she said, "Tomorrow Radha will go to a temple in Govardhan and she will worship the sun god in the temple. So you can see her from the end, from some distance. And when you see her from some distance, that's enough for you as far as meeting Radha is concerned." So you can see Vishaka, through her words, was increasing the eagerness of Krishna to meet Radha. And that is what all the gopis do. They, from morning till evening, plan how Krishna can meet Radha or Radha can meet Krishna. So this was a little bit about Vishaka singing. Who is in the spiritual world? Who is in Gauranga Leela Vishaka? Is it Swarup Damodar? Ramananda Roy, yeah, Ramananda Roy, actually. Yes. So, my dear devotees, let us practice to worship Krishna already here in this world by singing regularly in Sankirtan, but also in Kirtan, our own Kirtan, in other words. And you will see, as you sing more and more and more, there will be a time when you can sing with devotion. It will come. It all of a sudden, it breaks through. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the spiritual energy will break through the material covering and empower you. And then by this strong influence of the Hladini Shakti, you can do wonderful bhajan and you can do wonderful singing. Go Premanandi, this is what I wanted to explain today, but tomorrow we will continue with the Shayana Leela. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Vishaka Devi Ki Jai.